Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th, and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Gemini, but the square to Neptune in your sign is certainly rather difficult because it dissipates control, because it's all delusion and confusion, and that's why you've got to be so careful today. In a relationship or anything to do with home and family affairs, you must be realistic. And here's your Sunday stars. Mercury's square to Uranus. Well, there's a number of things you've got to be careful about, but most especially when it comes to money. Don't be pressurized or stressed into doing something that you can ill afford or simply because you want to keep up with the Joneses. Let the Joneses keep up with you. And by that I mean keeping control over your personal economy and cash. Here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Cancer today. That, for you as a Pisces, is rather lovely. What it really means is that you can start to do all of those things that you enjoy and want to do. So what's stopping you? Is it other people? Is it cash? Is it feeling guilty? Is it anxiety? Whatever it is, you know what? This evening, you really do need to get out and treat yourself. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, a whole load of aspects, but a lovely link to Jupiter is what I needed to see for you. Because, as I said yesterday, every so often we need to put ourselves first. And today is one of those days. What makes you smile? What makes you laugh? Who is it that makes you feel good? All of those questions boil down to one thing. Find some pleasure. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, it's here and it's a huge eclipse in the sign of Leo. For you, that's your sixth house, which is all about health and anything medical and business and work. So they're the two things that will change dramatically in the next 6 months ahead. Now, if I were you, I would check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Read about the sixth house, because it's the sixth house that's going to bring the changes, or where the changes are going to happen most. Here's your Thursday stars. You know, Moon square to Jupiter is not too bad, but it can make a bit of a nonsense of thriftiness. Because what it means is that you could buy something you don't really want, or you think you want it, and when you get it home, you realize it's the wrong color or doesn't do what you want it to do. Which is why you need to be careful when it means spending today, because you can spend on what is literally a white elephant. And here's your Friday stars. The moon's in Virgo, and the links that you've got today are all over the place. There's one good, one indifferent, and one not so good. So that means when it comes to relationships, you've really got to be careful that you don't say or do the wrong thing. Because if you do, you could end up having a problem or a difficulty in an affair or a partnership that puts things at risk when there was no need for it to happen.